reorganizing its field operations to ensure long-term financial sustainability, reallocating funds and adding capacity for programs on the issues that matter most to the people of Illinois. Statewide reach, statewide impact. Without extension, it just doesn't happen. The Stewarding Excellence at Illinois process led to a recent recommendation that Extension move out of its longtime home in the College of Agricultural, Consumer, and Environmental Sciences and become a standalone unit of the Urbana campus. Another Stewarding Excellence project team recommended that Extension merge with the Urbana Campus Office of Public Engagement. Either way, Extension's network of field offices and skilled professionals are scalable assets that eventually could play an even greater role in community outreach programs across the entire university, in health sciences, business, and many other fields. The program delivery infrastructure is already in place, and it works. In recent speeches, U of I Board Chairman Christopher Kennedy envisioned the economic development engine the University of Illinois can become by bringing together our faculty experts with leaders of business and government to address our state's most challenging problems. Extension is uniquely positioned to help lead this effort. Extension's educational programming for the $4 billion Illinois green industry is a prime example of how Extension currently supports economic development and industry. As Chairman Kennedy suggests, Extension's highly successful program delivery model could out to some of Illinois' other key businesses and industries. As valuable as Extension is to the university and the people of Illinois, its future is in jeopardy. Extension does not generate tuition dollars, so campus budget cuts have hit its programs much harder than any academic unit. Extension has taken steps to ensure its own future, downsizing, prioritizing, and reallocating resources to meet the most pressing societal needs for informal education. Going forward, University of Illinois Extension programs will remain viable only if the current resource base is sustained and protected from further cuts. Either way, the university is at a decision point. What do we want Extension to be? Are we willing to make the base commitment needed to ensure that Extension programs remain the cornerstone of the university outreach effort in communities throughout Illinois? And how should the funding flow? The University of Illinois has tremendous opportunities to reach audiences not only in Illinois, but literally across the globe. People familiar with the Extension model are eager to apply it in new and innovative ways. Assuming its foundation effectively can be upheld, U of I Extension then can serve as a basis for the University of Illinois to have profound impacts on society in ways we can only imagine. Thinking about where that imagination and innovation might lead, we'll close with a real example of a program created at the University of Illinois by scholars who have seen the Extension model in action.
A new approach to international aid is bringing safe water to Haiti, better farming techniques to Africa, and it's all animated. A group of scientists, animators, and extension educators are working together to create two-minute videos that can be sent and downloaded to cell phones around the world.
The concept behind this is to take these scientifically validated approaches and put them in a format that can be easily understood by low-literate learners with voiceovers in their own languages. We term this project Scientific Animations Without Borders because it truly is an international effort that draws on people from all over the planet.
Each video features a universally accepted character demonstrating how to do certain tasks.
The animations can help to break the cultural barrier, the language barrier, and make the information accessible to all communities, to all groups of people everywhere.
One video shows viewers in Africa how to extract oil from the leaves of a tree that can be used as an insecticide.
Another goal in this project is to capture indigenous knowledge and to transmit the indigenous knowledge from one place to another place, even within the same country. We started addressing agriculture problems and agriculture needs because it's the area that we are more familiar with, and it was the area that we saw the big need.
With cholera on the rise in Haiti, the most recent animation teaches viewers how to make water safe for drinking and cooking.
This video helps a person that cannot read and to fully understand how to treat the water. From the very simplest way to more complex, this will help the people to improve their lives. Very simple techniques or the information is digested in a way that in 2 minutes we can transmit a complex idea to people that is in isolated areas.
We truly live in a global village, and this is the one great thing about the resources that we have on campus, is it allows us as individuals in Illinois to really connect with the rest of the world and have impact.
Introduce three experts that you can direct questions at if you have any. Bob Hauser is the dean of the College of ACES, where Extension is currently housed, and we indicated to you we have thoughts of moving it back to the former model several years ago. We had a broader campus involvement. Bob Haft is a long-term Extension employee here in the center. Bob is currently the interim director of Extension. Bob's career is mostly focused on agricultural extension. Jim Oliver is the director of Extension in the Northeast region, has responsibilities for Cook and the surrounding counties. Jim came to Illinois in the early 1980s as director of the region in southern Illinois. Now, for some, that means further south than the Cook County line. It's south of I-70. And Jim was asked in the late 80s to move into the metropolitan area and develop the program there. And I've had a chance to work closely with him, and I think it's fair to say that we have one of the best extension programs nationally, and there's a bit of evidence from various places to prove that. We've had visionary leadership, and I appreciate very much what Dr. Oliver's been able to do. So if you have questions for any of these folks, they'd be happy to respond.
If we wanted to see some of the two-minute videos, how would we have access to those?
We'd be happy to get those to you. The doctor, and I won't say this correctly, Pittenball has funding from a variety of international agencies. He's actually in the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences and has developed this material through that mechanism, working with extension specialists in the organization.
We have other videos in other areas.
Yeah.
We have our urban website.
Jim, do you want to come over to the microphone?
I'm sorry, yes, we have probably one of the top websites in the country too, our extension website, and we also have our urban resource network, and we get about 7,500 hits a month, page hits a month from that site, and we have YouTube videos and all types of things that we have dealing with relevant issues. About seven, say spread out across the county. Most are in the city. We have about three in the suburbs.
And you program, and you have radio programming in several languages?
Sure. We have radio programming in several languages.
Yeah. Mr. McMillan?
The change that you've gone through in extension this past year and the reorganization, the restructuring, accommodated financial issues, tried to accommodate change of where extension's going. If I remember right, this is kind of the second major change in extension. A previous one was done a few years ago. I guess my concern is, how do we ensure from here that we have sustainability of the extension function and that we can take where you've gotten us to today, so we're restructured and financially sound, but at the same time continue to then grow from here to expand extension's capabilities both in the urban and the rural environment, make sure that we have a link to it to research. For the point that was made in the video is that extension is really an arm of research and development going forward, and I applaud you to where you are, but I'm concerned about how do we make sure we build from here rather than face another restructuring 10 or 15 years from now, given the financial challenges? So it's a very complicated question, but
it's a question that keeps me up at night sometimes. but first of all, I want to thank Mr. Chairman, the President, and the Board for allowing us to talk about extension. And